A rush of cold arriving today and tonight will bring us the coldest weather of the season so far, tomorrow into Saturday. Additionally, the cold air moving over the relatively warm Great Lakes is producing lake effect snow, and that will continue with us through tonight into the day tomorrow with scattered snow showers and squalls. We get a bit of a break on Saturday, though a few snow showers are possible, and then a storm will come into our area on Sunday, bringing us all the opportunity for a round of light snow later in the day and at night. For now, lake effect snow warning continues for the western Adirondacks. Lake effect snow may accumulate to over 10 inches in spots through the western Adirondacks. Snow amounts will be heavier farther west. That lake effect snow band will shift to the south tonight into tomorrow. And for Utica to Syracuse and Oneonta, a lake effect snow advisory is in effect through Saturday morning, as the lake effect snow will accumulate to several inches in portions of those areas. Outside of those named areas, a scattering of snow showers and at times some snow squalls will be possible. Accumulations are most likely in the higher elevations, though even in our valley locations, we might see a brief burst of snow that could quickly leave slippery accumulations. Now, we are also dealing with the coldest weather of the season so far. As we move into tonight, we'll see temperatures fall into the 20s, but a gusty wind will make it feel much colder, so our wind chill values would be mainly in the teens with some single-digit wind chill values overnight. Tomorrow morning, wind chills are in the single digits and teens. We'll see plenty of clouds with those areas of snow around. Temperatures tomorrow are in the 20s to near 30, but a gusty wind that at times will gust likely over 30 miles per hour will make it feel much, much colder. Our wind chills are likely to hold in the teens to near 20 right through tomorrow afternoon. It's cold again tomorrow night with lows into the teens, and on Saturday, 20s to near 30 across much of our area. It'll be breezy, but not quite as gusty as it will be tomorrow. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy, highs in the 20s to around 30. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy, scattered snow showers and lake effect snow squalls, breezy, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, scattered snow showers and lake effect snow squalls, windy, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of flurries or snow showers, windy, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mainly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, windy and cold, high 26 to 32. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, highs in the 20s to lower 30s, and on Sunday, increasing clouds with snow possible later in the day and at night, high 26 to 34. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.